B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir.
Your producer said that you wanted to have a law enforcement expert on. I believe you wanted to discuss the incident report that took place on Interstate 75 at Corkscrew Road, exit 123.
Yeah, that happened on Monday, and I said if we could get anybody on, but my producer kept throwing his hands up and couldn't find anybody that wanted to talk about this thing. Can I have a name, sir, as if we're going to talk about the incident on I-75 with the concealed weapons guy saving a police officer's life? Your name, sir?
Yeah, this sergeant. Sean Blunden.
Oh, I've talked to you before. You're the the garage Gestapo, the Colonel Clink of Southwest Florida. Hey, Sergeant, how's life on the beat?
Well, I'm out here on patrol now.
Uh-huh. And, what community are we at now where you're riding around in a golf cart?
Villa Terra Fuego, uh-huh. I believe it is, something yep. like that. A lot of stucco, Spanish Mediterranean type
sure.
Architecture.
Sure. Why would you, and why would a producer of ours try to get you on to talk about the situation that happened on Monday on I-75 right at the Corkscrew exit where a person that saw what was going on took out his concealed weapon and shot the culprit? What do you possibly know? That weren't the real police there?
Well, I am serious as a heart attack when it comes to the profession that I've chosen.
Sure.
Putting my life on the line and law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I was under the impression that you wanted to start a national conversation about, common sense gun reform.
I don't think that's what it was about, Sergeant. I think it was we wanted to know what was going on because so many, so little information was coming out that I told one of our producers on Monday, get us one of our contacts, talk to one of our people. And now it is Wednesday afternoon, and I've got Sergeant Sean Blunden, who drives a golf cart at Del Vista Villas, and he spends his day, probably when this was going on, doing a lot of 10-100s and 10-200s.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this, but I think this situation speaks volumes to the need for stricter gun control.
Look, it's Sergeant. Let me explain something here, and I'd like your opinion. Stricter gun control. If this person, this civilian, did not have a concealed weapons permit, we could be dealing with a fugitive and a dead police officer. Fortunately, this person intervened, was trained properly, gave the proper commands, and shot this perpetrator who was beating a police officer and trying to go, from what I understand, his gun. And you're telling me, a man in law enforcement and a man who knows stricter gun enforcement. Do you carry a gun?
Absolutely, I do.
On you right now as you're going through the Del Vista Bueno Tropical Gardens condominium, you got a gun on you?
Yes, I have a concealed carry permit.
When did you get that? Because the last time I talked to you, you couldn't get one. When?
Thankfully, I was able to get certain, this is personal business, but certain things were expunged. And, well, I can't really get into that. But I can tell you that the only people that need guns are police, military, governmental agencies.
And you.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I'm law enforcement.
Yeah, and after you got things expunged. You know what? DUIs will get you every time, won't they, Blunden? What would you have done in that situation if nobody had a gun, Blunden, and you were, not that you're a real cop, but if you were in pursuit of a nutball doing 100 miles an hour down the median in an interstate, and you get him, and he tackles you, what are you doing, Blunden?
If I'd rolled up on that...
Rolled up on
and,
it.
And... I'd assess the situation.
You don't have time.
Hey, fella, that looks like that's a law enforcement officer that you are assaulting.
Do you have any idea, Sergeant? And I'm going to find out where you work because I'm going to ask for another demotion. Do you realize that this is instantaneous? These are split-second decisions, and you're going to go and assess the situation?
Well, the whole point of this is that a civilian does not have a role there.
What do you mean?
I have trained very hard for my profession, and I've waited an awful long time for the opportunity to shoot a man, and I don't appreciate the fact that some civilian can come along just willy-nilly and get away with it.
You know what you are? You're a nut with an itchy trigger finger because you're a security guard and you just told all of Southwest Florida you're itching to kill a guy.
Well, you know...
Yeah, you know what? That's probably why you're not on a real police force.
But you can trust me.
How do I trust you? You're going to assess the situation and wind up dead.
I will tell you this. I would be the first in line for the gun grab. I'd be going door to door. Now, as it stands now, what you have to do, what we learn in the academy.
The academy? What academy? You're the reason people think people like you shouldn't own firearms. You give every concealed weapon owner a bad name. You're the reason.
Well, I'm not just I'm a law enforcement. I'm a sergeant.
Sure. Who made you sergeant?
Who made me a sergeant?
Yeah,
straight from the district manager.
District manager.
But, you know, we do learn in the security academy, you have to adapt and overcome. And as I said, I was first in line to do the gun grabbing. But we adapt, we overcome, and... So I'm looking into it now.
What are you looking into?
I'm going to borrow a computer tablet from one of my colleagues.
Who has one.
To electronically find out where to submit my qualifications so that I can now deport people. So I look at this as it's a win-win.
You would have to be part of Border Patrol. You'd have to be actual. And I don't know if I've ever asked you this, Sergeant. You trigger happy son of a bitch. At any point in time when you were a young man, did you ever dream of going to the police academy? And did you ever go to the police academy?
Sadly, God had other plans for me. I was born with a club foot.
You got a club foot, and so that left you out of the police academy, and you figured you'd go into security where you can make your own rank. You are
I've got a pretty impressive resume when you look up there. One of the first things you see is United States Marine Corps. And then, of course, in parentheses, REJ.
What's that, Steve?
Rejected.
So you weren't in the Marine Corps. Why would you put that on your resume?
Because I was willing to serve.
But you were not a Marine. You were rejected.
That's why I put the REJ.
What else is on that resume? What else is on there? Marine Corps? What else?
It's something that I learned when I attended community college. What I have is what I call an aspirational resume or a dream board.
A dream board? These are things you put a resume out of experience.
A vision board. It's not where you've been. It's where you're going.
And you went to a community college. Did you graduate from the community college?
It was a funding issue.
Issue. Did you graduate?
Well, a credit card was declined. And I had every intention of obtaining a degree.
Can I ask you something, Sergeant? What color necktie are you wearing right now?
What color necktie am I wearing right now?
What color necktie are you wearing right now?
Well, I'm not wearing a necktie. That wouldn't be regulation. I'm, of course, wearing the baby blue bow tie of my agency.
The baby blue bow tie of your agency?
I don't pick the colors, but I wear them proudly, and I'll defend them.
Is it a clip-on, or do you have to tie that bow tie?
Yes, sir.
Clip-on.
Oh, it's absolutely a clip-on. Some of these dead-enders we get in here, they wouldn't have the wherewithal to do that. And I got a nerve condition in my hand where I could do it, but,
You got a nerve condition in your hand.
Yeah, and, the fact that I suffer bouts of mania doesn't help me either.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. Oh,
radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Oh, geez.
Hey!
Things just get weirder and weirder.
You all right?
Wow.
I thought I was.
I wish I could talk about it, but I can't. I wish. Let me tell you. No, I can say this without any toes being stepped on.
Just bizarre. I don't bother anybody. Please tell me you witnessed this.
I did.
Okay. I don't do anything to anybody. As a matter of fact, I go so far out of my way that people say, shouldn't you get out a little bit? Yeah, I mean, even with the corona, you know, maybe say hello to somebody. No. I've isolated myself.
I got to be delicate with this. There is...
And what am I supposed to say to that?
Please, say nothing to it. Haney... has been self-quarantining, not since March, I would say since about 2017.
What happened? Was it 2017 or 2016?
What?
Irma.
2017.
Okay. In 2017, I parted ways with a woman that I had lived with for 14 years.
Yeah, well, decade and a half.
And I realized how much relief I felt when she had happily gone on her way.
Yep.
And I no longer had that obligation.
Responsibility, pain.
Yeah. I only had to worry about me.
I don't know how far you're going to go into this.
I'm going to be completely honest.
I was going to be gentle about it.
No, I'm going to be completely honest.
Okay.
And normally, see, like I said, I was with her for 14 years.
I know.
And over 14 years, I've gotten a lot older and I can...
Wiser?
Yeah, well, I can't handle as much.
Right, your buffer zone is gone. You can't handle the stress of it.
And so... When I got myself accustomed to coming home after work, and there's no one complaining about something or needing something from me.
The only one you have to worry about is you.
And I've become quite fond of that.
Yes, it is. It's your little oasis. It's your little get away from the world. All the pressures, demands, all of that disappear when you're in your own secluded
zone. Because until 2017, from the time I was a teenager, there was always a woman involved.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Usually
for the bad.
Yeah. I don't think that I lived alone since I was in my teens.
Yes.
And so when that situation, that happy accident.
You rediscovered you and
it's
you can
like,
enjoy a solitude.
My God. All I have to worry about are my own problems.
It's just you.
And I've become quite fond of that.
But what do we say?
I've become very protective of that.
What do we say, especially you lately, but it's been with both of us. Trouble finds us. We could be locked up in a vault.
And Junior hadn't been around in my life that long, but even he's seen it. Where I'm not doing anything.
You could be in a vault.
I didn't ask for this, and things, they just show up at me.
And they find you. Trouble finds you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I try to be pleasant.
Okay.
Don't I try to be pleasant?
Well... Well, okay, in your own way.
Okay.
Can I take over here now?
Yeah.
Now.
I'm just setting the stage. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong.
And there'll be no names here. There'll be no names. Haney comes to work. He goes home. That's what he does. He has everything delivered to him. He doesn't necessarily have to leave the comfort of his home. He's got a very nice home, and he can sit by the pool.
And I don't go getting in other people's business.
You don't get in other people's business. You don't get anybody. You just stay out of everything.
Wouldn't you agree with that, Junior?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. But what happens, and see, this is because Haney's got a big heart and he's kind, where if it happened to me, I wouldn't flinch an eyebrow at it. Sometimes, and I'm being delicate here, if I'm not being delicate enough, let me know. Sometimes, and we're not talking about the person he was with for 14 years.
That's settled and done.
Yeah, that was just setup stuff. But sometimes...
The point of that is,
just to
is that being unencumbered is more valuable to me than what I get out of a relationship.
That's why I don't want people confused with what I'm about to say.
Yeah. But that's the idea. Being unencumbered is more important to me than a relationship is.
But every once in a while...
Yeah.
And this is just one example, because it's happened numerous times. And matter of fact, in the last year...
What are you talking about, your wedding?
No.
Oh, you don't know about that. That's
he will get a visit... Whether in person, via the phone, via text, via computer, via social media, pick it. It's happened on all of those platforms. He will get a visit from his past.
No.
All right, now let me be delicate about this, but be to the point. He'll get a visit from the past.
Christmas past, yeah.
Christmas past, yeah. With the big ghoul following you around.
Yeah.
But so, these people from Christmas pasts that pop into Haney's life via platforms don't realize that he's changed from his let's go bar hopping, let's go hoop-de-dooing, let's go drinking, let's go get S-faced and be, they still remember that person. I remember him, too. What a guy. But
well, you miss him sometimes.
Sometimes I do. But they pop into his life. So recently, within the last 2-3 months, he got one of these little, hi, let's have fun.
Hi.
And his reply, hi. So he's doing it as a nice little visit memory of what once was. The person coming into his life via these platforms thinks it's the same old let's run and gun Haney. And Haney will be polite. Oh, it was nice seeing you. Oh, we can go out and maybe have lunch or we can. And then we'll talk soon. You know, Junior, and I know that Haney isn't often rapid reply on texts, phone calls. I'll send him a message, and 3 months down the line, he'll just come out of the blue and say yes. And I'm like, yes to what? To the text message you sent me back in March. That's the way he is.
Yeah, and I'll agree to have lunch 3 months from now, and then,
and then cancel.
Not go. Yeah.
But, you know, so this person that popped back into his life via a text or showing up here during work hours, inappropriate. Hasn't heard from Haney in a while, and he just showed me a text that basically, because he hasn't responded and hasn't been as energetic about that this meeting and hanging out as this other person was. Yeah, just hi.
Hello.
He is now. From the privacy of his own home, bothering nobody, is cruel, inhuman, causing the most pain and grief. How dare you, Mark Haney? How dare you? Because he's not replying to every single thing that comes back. And
Sorry.
Suddenly, And suddenly, and I saw the texts, he is the worst vile human being you'd ever want to meet. You piece of dirt.
But what did I do?
And he looked at me and he says, "What do I do, Stan? What do I do?" I say, "You go to work and you go home. You get up, go to work, and go home." Then why am I such a hated vile? I said, "It finds you. It finds you." And I'm looking at it with my own eyes. He could come in and tell me. Now, I would believe him because I believe what he says because I've known him a long time. What he says is the truth. But if somebody went and told me this as a story of somebody I knew that didn't go out and do a whole lot of stuff, I'd say you're a liar. Oh, if they don't want to go, big deal. He shows me the text. It's God's honest truth. You piece of dirt.
I mean, it's not like I've never been called that before, but it's the first time I've been called that.
And, for doing nothing.
And regarded myself as a non-participant.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
What am I doing?
How dare you, Haney?
How does that even work?
You low life.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us today. Coming up later on, we'll have the local beat. A local beat story based out of Charlotte County that went international.
Oh, it's great, too. You know what? I am so appreciative of my radio family that looks out for me.
Got a tight family.
And I just got the best piece of advice from, you know, our gangster upper management guy.
Yeah.
Who ends everything with MF-er.
Yeah. And a lot of yo-yos and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't say much. He just walked outside and he goes, heard about that shiz. I said, really? Yeah, MF-er. You know what you need to do? Text back. New phone. Who dis? MF-er.
Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
See, a little different perspective. Yeah,
it
helps.
It is a different perspective.
New phone. Who dis?
Not a bad idea if you want to keep playing the game.
No, but I don't.
That's it.
I was amused by it, but no, I don't need a can of gas for that fire.
I want to keep playing the game. That's awesome.
New phone, who it is.
This is something that, you know, we're not surprised. We lived it, but the young hipsters today are celebrating. It is Vinyl Records Day across this land.
Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record stuck. The record stuck. The record stuck.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
You remember how hard they really wanted to kill vinyl because people wonder, well, why was there so much good music back then and blah, 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 blah? Well, it's because there was a record business.
Yes.
And initially, the record business was based on giving the people what they want. And then at some point, I'll say the mid-80s, it began. It didn't completely collapse until maybe a decade later. But the record business then became about, hey, we've already got people that, let's use the Steve Miller Band Fly Like an Eagle for an example. We've got millions of people that bought Fly Like an Eagle. And then we were able to sell that same product in the form of a cassette for them to listen to in their car. Now, we know these things will wear out and they'll have to replace them eventually, but what if we convince them that if they buy a compact disc, then they'll never have to replace it again. But they will.
Yes.
We just don't tell them that.
Yep. Because they give out.
Because they sold people 8 tracks. Let's say you like Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent, or even better, Double Live Gonzo. You've got the 8-track, you've got the cassette, because the 8-track became outdated and nobody made 8-track players. You've got the Double Live album, maybe that got scratched, and oh, look at this, a compact disc. They were so effing greedy.
And you bought every single one of them, where technically, if you look at how they download stuff, once you buy that product,
mm-hmm.
you've met your obligation.
If they had been reasonable and smart enough to understand where things were going, all they did was fight digital and say, you're messing with our copyright. We want to sell them another form of media yep. of the same thing they've already bought.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Happy birthday, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I'm tired of magazines. Send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him luck. She got a pack much back. So, fellas.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell yeah.
Tell her, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
legs.
Today.
Aging well.
Yeah, yeah. I grabbed this one for Junior because he's a cat lover. There is
he
just,
is, he's a cat lady.
Yep. Yeah, there's just an amazing video online that has gone viral of a cat who plays the toy piano every time it wants to be fed. So, you know, the little kid's toy
like
piano.
A little Tykes.
Like a little play school little Tykes piano.
Yeah.
Every time the cat wants to be fed, it hits the little piano.
Is it time for dinner? When is dinner time? It's not now. You have to wait, Pud.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is an unbelievable but true story. A woman in Tennessee, you know, like we do here, your driver's license needs to be renewed. You go and send the money in. You go and wait for it to be returned to you in the mail. A woman got her driver's license in the mail in Tennessee, and her picture on her license was just an empty chair. There was nobody there when the picture was taken, and she called them, and of course the woman at the driver's license said, well, I gotta contact a supervisor.
The lady at the DMV did not really believe me when I was like, hey, I need my license fixed because it just has a chair on it. And then she looked it up in the system, and she was like, oh, I need to go get my manager for this. I wasn't mad. It was fun. It was a funny situation. It kind of lightened the mood up a little bit. My boss thinks it's funnier than anyone. I was at work Friday, and he pointed to a chair outside of his office door, and he was like, I thought this was you. I waved at it this morning.
That's inappropriate.
How painful that must be for that woman.
How painful.
Yeah.
Times, they are a-changing. Haney was telling you about record albums and cassettes and 8-tracks and discs. Same thing with movies.
Sell you the same product over and over again?
No, but we used to go to the Blockbuster to get rent videotapes. Oh, there's her driver's license, by the way.
Man, you know what? Speaking of reissues of stuff.
Yeah.
When we reissue some of your albums, we should think about that.
What, just a chair?
Maybe your best of could be, you know, different songs from, you know, Stan Under the Mistletoe Alone.
Lonesome Cowboy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stan Table for One.
Yeah.
maybe your compilation, it could be Stan, the empty chair.
The empty chair. The last blockbuster.
What the hell is a Tennessee driver's license?
What do you mean, what is it?
The very first line on it.
Not for...
It says driver's license, state of Tennessee and all that. It says not for federal identification.
Right.
What does that mean?
That's when you don't need one when you go and vote or something.
Does ours say that?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Ours is identification. Show me your ID. It's your driver's license.
But that says it's a driver's license, but not for federal identification.
You got me. That's for state identification. The last blockbuster in the world is in Bend, Oregon. And it's turning itself into an Airbnb for the next 3 nights next month, so you can actually stay in the last blockbuster.
If you close your eyes and think of what the 90s was, that's what the room's going to look like. What more fun way to do that than to come in and experience a night in Blockbuster, have a sleepover, have the old big console television, have the VCR, have the popcorn, have the whole experience, kind of like we did in the 90s.
All right, thank you.
Lived it, thank you very much.
Been there. Trini Lopez died of the COVID. He was...
Did he ever get a hammer?
83.
I had a hammer.
Did he ever get one?
A hammer in the morning.
No.
A hammer in the evening. All over his land.
He was also in the movie The Dirty Dozen.
I hammer out danger. I hammer out a warning. I hammer about the love between my brothers and my sisters. All over his land.
I've got something. I saw this yesterday. Got the clip today. For old school television people from the 70s, there was no better TV show on than Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loved it.
Red Fox, Damon Wilson, Cousin Esther.
That's Aunt Esther. Grady.
Yeah, and Grady. And Rollo.
Yep.
And Skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And Bubba Bexley. I remember him. Raymond Allen played Aunt Esther's husband, Woody, on Sanford and Son.
I can't imagine a man be married to that.
Woody was a small pipsqueak guy who wasn't an alcoholic. Very remembered character on that show. He just passed away at the age of 91. Here's a little clip of Woody, Aunt Esther's husband, on Sanford and Son. He was funny.
I said, Wixie, I meant whiskey. There's a big difference between Wixie and whiskey. You see,
I'll shut up, Woody.
That explains it. Thank you, Esther.
Esther.
Shh.
What?
Somebody's calling you.
Nobody's calling me.
Yes, they are. I just heard somebody shout, Esther. Esther.
That was me shouting, Esther, Esther.
See, there it goes again.
That was the great Raymond Allen.
And if you wonder what's wrong with us, we watched that as children.
Yup. We were so influenced by all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Raspberry. That's the award given to the worst film of the year. The Raspberry goes to... How'd that all start? It started 40 years ago with a movie that, well, they say it was so bad that they actually pulled publicity for it.
Ishtar?
No. The music soundtrack was spectacular. The movie was so bad, it got the first Raspberry Award ever. What movie? It starred one of our sweethearts, and the music was one of the greatest soundtracks. Music from Olivia Newton-John, Cliff Richard, ELO, The Tubes. Soundtrack was great. It starred Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly. And it bombed so bad. And they attribute this movie also to the original ELO breaking up.
Well, at that time, if you had a musical and you had Olivia Newton-John, closest thing there was to printing money.
I guess when ELO was hired to do the music for that, they did very well with the soundtrack and the pop music end of it, but the rock and roll industry looked down upon them, and there was a lot of strife in the band because they had to do songs that fit into the movie instead of doing their long orchestrated pieces. And it got into arguments within the band, and they were suddenly put into a compartment of, oh, that's just a pop band. And it led to their breakup. And they claim it's one of the worst movies of all time. I will say this, Olivia Newton-John never looked better than she did in Xanadu.
You know what? I wonder, because you mentioned Cliff Richard. Is he happy or bitter?
Depends on what country he's in.
Because we're always told that in England, Cliff Richard could very well be bigger than Elvis.
Yep.
But in the United States, he only had really one hit.
Yeah. Very, you know, nothing spectacular.
And so then Xanadu comes along and they go, okay, this time, this is the big push for you, Cliff Richard. America will know your name. And then the movie was rejected.
Bombed.
So, happy or bitter, what do you think?
He's able to buy what he wants. He's happy. A goal unattained, though. But he's happy.
You don't think that there's an empty spot?
Oh, there might be a little bit there. But I think he's okay.
Because if I were him, I wouldn't understand it. I'd say,
yeah.
Look at the Beatles. They're from England.
Yeah.
They did great in America.
Yeah. Look at ELO.
Yeah. What's missing here?
Mm.
What have I done wrong?
I got to play this for you. You personally will love this. Toto guitarist Steve Lukather.
Close enough.
Yeah, Lukather. Has had it. 7 a.m., he's trying to rest. Leaf blowers and lawn maintenance people all come out or into his neighborhood, going right in front of the door and all that stuff. So what did he do?
He's one of the world's great rock guitar players. He should not be bothered at that time of day.
He had it at 7 a.m. with all of the...
Unacceptable.
He said, all right, fine. I'm grabbing my guitar. I'm going outside and I'm doing this.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
What?
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here in about another 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. Are you smarter than Haney? A chance to win a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens for their summer nights. The lovely Carly will be joining us in studio. Chance for a lucky Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Junior... Stan was curious as to what we were discussing.
Yeah, I mean, so we're getting ready to come on, and the two of you are drawn back and forth, and it's like, get ready. We're ready to open the mic, so you two are John. What's going on?
Just a little reminiscing.
Yeah, I got to bring him up to speed.
What are you talking about?
Well, we were having a moment of mirth, and he was chuckling, and I said, Junior, you ever had this much fun? You ever laughed this much at a job? He says, no, can't say, well, maybe this one place. And then he started telling me about it.
Yeah, when I used to be a line cook at a certain chain restaurant.
Known chain restaurant?
Known. Well known.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Very popular.
There's like a certain menu item that I like, and then he had to tell me everything bad about it.
I had to break it down. Everything is in bags. 90% of the food is thrown in a microwave.
Oh, yeah.
It's just disgusting. Low-grade beef.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's been sitting in the freezer for months.
Yeah, and so you
and I asked him, I said,
a lot of fun there?
Because I've had a burger there, and I liked it.
Oh, we used to mess around so much.
Write it down on a piece of paper for me. Just tell me what it is. You need a pen? I just want to know where we're going with this, because I want to know what the... By the way, it's thunder... There goes... It's thunder and lightning out there already, and we're about ready to go through another afternoon of lightning.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, if
and
you,
I
if
ask him, I asked him why, because I've had a burger there, and I liked it. No, it's not, maybe not the greatest quality of beef, but it tasted good.
And so what were you...
And we put it together with no care either.
I want to know about, what are we going to talk about? Quality versus having fun.
Oh.
Oh, because he'd get baked.
Oh.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, if you're a line cook, yeah.
And you'd get baked.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We had the giggles.
And then you had the giggles.
Yeah, we had the giggles and everything.
And what happened when maybe one waitress a little on the bitchy side goes, Junior, I put that ticket in 10 minutes ago. What would Junior do?
It was towards the end of my run there. I was getting ready to go anyways, and I just hated this girl. And she would come up, oh, yeah, that ticket I put in 10 minutes ago. I need it now. And I'd be like, oh, you for table number 7? Okay. And I would just hit the clear button and just take that off my screen completely.
And then what
She never
happen?
Got her food. I would have someone else make it. I didn't care.
And so to be a cook, the only thing you had to cook was a burger. Everything else was boiling bag?
A burger or a steak. Yeah, everything else was basically put into a bag. You shove it in the microwave. Yeah.
Oh, you don't even boil it. You just put it in a microwave.
Oh, yeah, basically.
How many microwaves did you have?
We had probably about 5. 4 or 5 microwaves, and as I said, it was basically 90%.
If I and I know what it is now, if I told everybody the name of this restaurant, which I am not. Boy, it's cold in here.
Are you? Don't you start.
It's cold. What's the temperature?
It's the same temperature it always is.
Oh, sorry. But
to your specifications.
Is it?
Yes.
69?
Yes.
Okay. What's this? It's a little kid talking on my two-way. Hold on.
Make his day.
Hold on. Let me hear it. Let's see if it...
Tell him this is Space Command. Over.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, that's a good one. This is Space Command. Over. Space Command here.
See, what I think it is, they got a more powerful transmitter, so yeah, you can hear them, but they probably can't hear you.
This tells me this can go 5 miles.
Oh, yeah, right. We've tried that before. So,
hello, anybody there? Hello? No.
When, let's say, Stan and I sit down to have our meal and we both order a bagged item.
Yeah.
Since we're the same party, will you throw both bags into a microwave at once?
Yeah. And then when you overcrowd the microwave, then it tends to get a little, it doesn't.
Well, how many meals can you fit in a microwave and have them still cook?
Oh,
sort
dude, of. I would throw like 3 orders in like one microwave.
Of varying things.
It would either come out really cold or boiling hot.
Yeah.
Like dangerously hot.
So there was no like, okay, well, you need to cook pasta this way. You need to cook this way.
Well, the pasta was already ready to go.
In bags.
In bags.
Dump
All you
out
had to do was just throw it in a microwave, heat it up.
Put a little hot sauce on it.
So in essence, you say you were a line cook, and you legit cook burgers and steaks, But everything else, as a line cook, you picked up a bag and threw as many bags as you needed of whatever may be in the bags into the microwave and made them hot.
Yes.
So it wasn't cooked. It was just heated.
I was the best microwave chef ever.
Right on. But you were under the influence having fun there. You're straight here, aren't you? I doubt it, but you're straight here.
Well, wouldn't
here.
You know? You're very good at these things.
Sometimes I wonder, but he seems straight now.
Am I straight?
No. No.
Am I ever?
No. No. I've known you close to 40 years. No.
So therefore, my baseline is messed up.
Yeah, baked. Let's do the locally.
But see, no wonder. I don't need that stuff.
But this is one of the most fun jobs you've had, huh?
Yeah,
laughing, right. Having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, other than, you know, the restaurant.
And going to work baked.
Well, I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Everything. The only thing baked at that restaurant was Junior.
Zingaroo! There's the pepper!
This local beat story.
Oh, and that's the other thing.
What?
Why the burger tastes good?
Yeah.
Because he said he put every spice on it and just caked it.
Was that part of the instructions?
No, the seasoning came in a bag already prepared. Yes. But they literally just throw like every spice and aromatic could think of.
So it's pre-mixed. Seasoning.
It's pre-mixed seasoning.
So it's not like you put on salt, you put on pepper, it's all in one, like, jug.
It's just in one jug, and you just cake it on.
Man, I'd like to get a hold of some of that stuff.
Yeah! Some of that seasoning?
Yeah, put it on everything.
Yeah! If we could tell the name of the restaurant, but we can't. Because I'd say the name of the restaurant, and somebody I know is working there right now and can just get us a couple of jugs of that seasoning.
I bet you.
I know they would. This local beat went international, and a video to accompany it.
Yeah, it's you can't look away from this. From the opening frame, you're hooked.
This is Port Charlotte, right up the street on Monday. Headline: I got this internet from the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Great Britain.
And the funny thing is when we play the audio / video.
He swears in it.
If you listen closely in the background, you can hear the PlayStations on.
Yeah, of course, because he was gaming. And he says in the article. Headline: only in Florida, bobcat and baby alligator battle to the death in amazed guy's backyard.
Bobcats are so cool.
Yeah, they are, and we got a good chunk. I saw one about a year ago dart right across Estero Boulevard. You know, they're doing all that construction and stuff and building on. Mm-hmm. And this bobcat was probably displaced. Went right across the road. Huge.
They're just they're a fascinating animal.
Yep. Dateline, Port Charlotte. A baby alligator was caught on camera in a fight to the death with a bobcat. In Port Charlotte on Monday. The battle was recorded by Connor DeMonte from Port Charlotte on Monday.
Way to go, Connor.
In his backyard. And he posted it onto TikTok with the hashtag only in Florida. At the start of the footage, the bobcat swipes a paw at a little alligator, which stands its ground on a patio. The hatchling opens its jaws and menacingly.
I got to give it to that little gator. It was as aggressive as it possibly could be.
Opened its jaws and menacingly as it can. Trying to scare back the big cat. But the cat continued its deadly assault. Moments later, the dueling pair moved their fight onto some grass. And for a second, it looks as though the reptile has scored a direct hit when the bobcat leaps into the air. The tables, however, are swiftly turned as the cat sends the baby gator high into the sky and then it's all over. Proudly displaying its kill to the camera.
Yeah, it turns around and makes eye contact with the camera.
The bobcat clutches the dead alligator in its jaws and wanders off into a wooded area for a feast. Connor said, I was taking a break from the games, the video games, to cut a mango when I noticed the bobcat. After a minute of filming, a baby alligator came into the frame and they went at it. Mother Nature at its finest.
That's what he said, I think, in the middle of the video. He goes, oh, that's what he was after.
Yeah. Throughout the skirmish, Connor also provides narration, beginning with, oh my God, there's a baby alligator. What the F? He continues mid-battle with, holy S, what's happening right now?
Yeah, he did a great job with the color commentary.
And after the fight reaches its predictable conclusion, Connor says in the video, that was sweet. Thanks. That could have bit my dog. Bobcat doing me a favor.
Yeah, that little gator, that had to have been all the energy that that gator possessed.
Yeah, a two-footer from head to tail.
Gave it everything he had.
Yep.
And but that, he was doomed.
And that is a great-looking bobcat.
And that bobcat has such charisma when it looks back at the camera, it's almost like you expect it to wink.
Yep. If you want to see the skirmish, we'll post it up on the Stan and Haney Facebook site for you to take a look at it. It's pretty cool and right up the street here in Port Charlotte. Nice job. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney? Up for grabs. Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Summer Nights for the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K Rock.
Baby. Sizzling, hizzling, you have drizzle on 96 K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition, about a half hour away from our first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But it is Wednesday, and the lovely Carly has joined us. She is works here at Beasley in our promotions department.
Yes.
That's, you know, that, I guess that's what you would call it. She does a lot of stuff for the company that goes beyond job description.
Many unpleasant things.
Yeah, a lot of unpleasant things that have to be done, and it's usually thrown to Carly.
Yeah, well, things like, you know, cleaning vermin out of the engine block of a van.
That's true.
That's part of her responsibility.
There's more, too.
Well, there's more?
There's more. More vans that have...
Rodents?
Yeah.
Well,
all of them?
From one to the other.
How many now?
There's two.
Do you know where one of them went? Into the birdhouse.
Really?
Yeah. Saw them in there.
I kind of like that, though. It's better than the van.
Yeah, but if there's one rat, there's hundreds. They're everywhere. And now they're...
See, that's the kind of stuff where somebody like Carly gets hired. This is a very prestigious position, you understand.
Yeah. Wow.
You're working for the media now.
And, yeah. One of the biggest broadcasting companies in the country.
And you'll be heading up the promotions department.
Ooh.
Now, when you accept that job, you don't picture, I'm going to be taking a stick, poking it at a rat.
Right there in the air filter.
Yep. That probably wasn't top of mind when you accepted the position.
No, it wasn't on the top part of the job description.
All right, you guys
know. But to her credit.
Yeah, she did it.
Yep.
All right, everybody knows how the game is played. Six categories. First person to get to all six.
Oh, this business sounds like so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Will be the winner. It's either Haney or the random Stan and Haney listener. Carly is your lifeline. If there's a category that you don't want to answer, you defer to Carly. She'll answer it for you. If you defeat Haney, up for grabs a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Tampa for their summer nights going on right now at Busch Gardens. We give you a couple of passes. And the good thing about it is you don't have to come by here to pick it up. Carly will actually send it to you.
Yeah, she figured out how to do that.
Yep.
I do it manually, so don't expect to get it within like 30 seconds of winning.
Yeah.
I get a lot of those emails.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. We're a radio station. Let's play.
You're lucky anything works.
Yes. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you're smarter than me,
she's not going to sing for you.
I'd like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got
do you sing at all, Carly?
No.
Have you ever?
No.
Never?
No.
Like when you're
and this isn't going to be the first time,
no. In chorus?
No.
So you never tried?
No, I haven't.
I wonder if you'd be good at it.
Probably not.
I don't know.
This is yours for free.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
There may come a day, but it's not today.
Not today. Eventually.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most.
You hear this? I can't sing, but it doesn't stop me.
Simply prove you're smarter than me.
Doesn't stop me.
I'm a genius. You're a slob. I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. I'll release the phones here in just a second, but you answer correctly, you'll hear this. There you go. You're sharp as a tack. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. All right, random Stan and Haney listener does not necessarily mean the first person that we pick up. It's got to be a clear line, can understand you, and a willingness to play. Carly.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Smarter than Haney. Busch Gardens tickets up for grabs. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Elliot.
What's your name, Elliot?
Yes, sir.
Elliot, would you like to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Elliot. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
How you doing, Carly?
Good, how are you?
Haney, can I have my pen back? Here, thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Because I got to write your name. Elliot. Like from E.T.
Did you say somebody's stealing pens in here?
Like mad. All right, Elliot, you're familiar with how the game's played, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, the categories are people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature,
science,
sports and leisure, and wild card. Oh, there's that bobcat.
Majestic animals.
Yeah. As always, we will start with Mark Haney, but be listening to the question, Elliot. If Haney cannot answer it, you can steal if you have the category open, okay?
Okay.
All right, Haney, category, please.
People and places.
Right. Haney, what soft drink company is one of the largest employers in the city of Atlanta?
Coca-Cola.
You are correct. It's Coca-Cola, and you're on the board.
And for those of you that are arguing that, that is how it's pronounced in Atlanta.
Coca-Cola. Yep. Elliot, category?
Entertainment.
In entertainment. Junior, you are a Marvel guy, right? Marvel Comics?
Hell yeah.
All right. Because if Elliot can't answer this, nor can Haney if he steals, I'm going to ask you. All right, Elliot, here we go. In entertainment, how many artificial tentacles does Marvel comic villain Dr. Octopus have? How many artificial tentacles does Marvel comic villain Dr. Octopus have?
8.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal in entertainment.
Can I pass it to Junior?
No. Artificial tentacles. Dr. Octopus.
4.
Yes. It's 4. Junior, did you know that, Mr. Marvel superstar?
Hell yeah.
No, you didn't. You were shaking your head and shrugging your shoulders.
I was shaking my head because it's such an easy question.
Oh, really? I only know it because I'm a mentalist.
That. Yes, that's right. Haney, you have control. And you see what happened there, Elliot. He got 2 points right off the bat because he got his right and then stole yours. You saw that, didn't you?
I saw it. What, he always wins.
What category was that?
2 weeks ago, he didn't win. What category was what? That was entertainment.
Okay.
Haney, you have control. History?
History.
All right. In history. Now, don't ever say that the easy ones keep coming up for the opponent and you get the hard ones. That's all I'm going to say. Haney, in history, what method of capital punishment first used in 1890 did Thomas Edison make the equipment for?
The electric chair.
You are correct. It is the electric chair. Did you know that, Elliot?
Yeah.
All right, well, you got a shot now. You're wide open on the board. Pick a category.
Let's go with sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Nothing to worry about, Elliot. You're in a target-rich environment.
Let me just specify this. Pre-COVID, when the country and the world was booming, pre-COVID, Elliot, and this is in the leisure department, Elliot. What donut franchise has the most stores in the United States?
Dunkin' Donuts?
You are correct. It is Dunkin' Donuts. On the board, Elliot, and you still have Carly as a lifeline.
All right.
However, Haney is just cleaning up here. Haney, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Thank you for the bobcat there, Junior, when I said wild card. Okay.
In one ear.
Yeah, and out the other. Haney, in... What did you have? Sports and leisure?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good thing. I was looking at the wrong one.
That's what she said.
Again, you are lucking out. You are lucking out today, Haney. What Olympic competition, Haney, sees the use of the pommel horse, rings, and parallel bars? I know, Elliot. What Olympic sport competition? Olympic competition sees the use of the pommel horse, rings, and parallel bars.
Gymnastics.
Yes, it is gymnastics and sports and leisure. I know, Elliot. I'm sorry. You've been given some.
I couldn't steal it anyways. What are you going to do?
Elliot, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, wild card. Carly's available to assist.
Let's swing it over to Carly.
All right. It's pretty wide open, Carly.
Let's do wild card.
Wild card for Elliot. In wild card. Now, I want you to think about this.
Uh-oh.
Because
I know, that's never good.
No, it is good. Think about the question, and you're going to get Elliot a point. What's the something in my pocket that belongs across my face? And you can't believe that it's this low-hanging fruit.
A mask?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
You should have said pre-COVID.
That's
all I was thinking.
Haney, you have a wild card. Would you open? Would you like to answer?
No.
No?
It makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense to you? What's the something in my pocket that belongs across my face? Take a shot at it.
I'm not. I know trying to be cutesy, but I don't know what they're trying to get at.
I'll ask Elliot. You can't get the point, Elliot. But do you know what it is?
Glasses.
Glasses.
Yeah.
No, Junior. Do you know what it is?
I was gonna go with face mask too.
pre-COVID, Junior. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Hand.
Smile. A smile. A smile.
In your pocket?
That's what it says. Yeah.
What the?
I don't like that question.
Okay. That's creepy.
All right, then. Okay.
Shenanigans.
Would we like to give Elliot another wild card question? Haney, you got this virtually wrapped up. You want to give him another wild card question?
Yeah, but Carly gets it.
All right. This is Carly for wild card. For you.
That was an asinine question.
That's what the question is. Easy. All right. This is, just want to make sure.
Does that come from something?
Yeah, it's some kind of rhyme something. This one, how well do you know the old fairy tale stories, like, say, Goldilocks and the Three Bears? You know Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
I feel like I always get the story tale ones. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them
there's
in
the
wild
card. There's a lot of them.
Do you want that?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right. This is for Elliot. What did Goldilocks break in the Three Bears house? What did she break? She broke something in their house because she tried out a whole bunch of stuff. She broke something. What'd she break?
The bed?
That is incorrect.
She had a battle with the chair or something, so now she ate the food.
Haney, do we have an answer? You can steal.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, you have the category. Wild card open.
Didn't she break a chair?
Yes, she did. She broke a chair. She said it secondarily because she said it was the bed she broke. And then she goes, I know she broke a chair. But that I can't accept that. She broke a baby bear's chair.
She didn't mean to.
She didn't. She was just too big for it. All right, we're going to continue. Haney, you have control.
And what categories
science
do I have
and
left?
Science and nature, wild card.
What was that one that I
science
just stole?
Science and nature. Oh, that was wild card, but I'm not letting you steal it. Because I'm not letting you steal it. Do you want that? You said chair, but she
I
said
gave,
chair.
I said that question was stupid. Give him another, and then she missed it, and I got it right. Yeah. How in
All
what
right,
world do I not
I
get that?
I was not going to give it to you, but I'm going to give it to you. Because you did say, but she blurted out the answer secondarily.
You're so welcome.
Haney?
All Thank right. you, Carla.
All right, because of this discussion, Elliot, Haney is now at match point in science and nature. Here's how this is going to work. If Haney answers correctly, Elliot, the game's over. If he misses it, you can steal it because you have the category open, and you will also gain control of the board, and the game will continue.
Finish him.
Haney, in science and nature...
I would like to, you know, you got to go with a hot hand.
Sure.
And Carly's on fire right now.
All right. In science and nature. This for the game. All right. This is a good one. In science and nature.
Science.
Thank you. This for the game. Carly.
You're not going to intimidate her. She likes that category.
I know she does. And I think you're going to... You have a good shot at getting it.
I should have gotten the last
you
one.
You should have.
Worked out well, Carly.
This is for Haney and the game. Carly. What animal fiber is most widely used for clothing? What animal fiber is most widely used for clothing? Animal fiber, most widely used for clothing. This is for the game and a victory for Mark Haney.
It's either like one or two.
Well, don't say them out loud. You got to go with your final answer.
I'm going to go with fur.
I don't think you understood. What?
I don't know what you mean by fiber.
A lot of animals, have fur.
Yeah.
Fiber, fur is a fiber. What? Animal fiber.
Oh, you're asking what animal?
Yes.
Oh.
What type of fiber that comes from an animal?
Well, she said fur.
Yeah, you're
fur.
Switching.
No, the fur is... Listen again. What animal... I thought this was a gimme.
It's not.
What animal fiber is most widely used for clothing?
So you're asking what animal? Or are you asking what fiber?
So you're not asking her a type of animal.
I'm not at the... This
it could be any animal.
It could be this. You said fur.
Yes.
This is would be this animal's type of fur. Do you want another question?
Yes.
Yeah, you're confusing me with these.
Ellie, do you know the answer?
I'm going to guess wool.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the point. Wool. Did you know that, Junior?
I did, yeah.
That's fine. You may give him the point, but she gets a chance at redemption.
All right, I'll give her another chance, and this would be, he's got
because control. You played so many games with her,
I watched you do it.
The
question as it was. Elliot has control, so I'm going to give him a question, and then when we go back to science and nature for Haney, I'll let you answer it, okay?
I can live with that.
Elliot, people and places, entertainment, history, wild card.
Let's go back to wild card.
Wild card for Elliot. Elliot, again, we got nursery rhymes and all this and wild card. Elliot. Who has some chicks and some ducks on his farm in the kid song?
Old MacDonald.
Yes, sir. Old MacDonald had a farm. Now we're getting a closer game. All right. Science and nature for Haney to win the game. He has, and we have all agreed, to let Carly answer in science and nature.
Finish him.
For the game. Okay. In science and nature, Carly, for Haney and the game, which two European countries are connected by an underwater tunnel named the Chunnel?
What cities?
What two countries?
Oh, countries. Oh, England and France.
Yes!
I knew it!
That's my girl.
Yes. Yes.
You can't keep her down.
That is correct. Elliot, you made a nice comeback. Still three shy of beating Haney. But if you say something to my friend over here, I'm going to give you the tickets to Busch Gardens.
Mr. Haney, I am not smarter than you.
Okay.
Acceptable?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, Elliot, and we'll get you set up with the Busch Gardens tickets, okay? Give Carly a few minutes so that she can send them to you. It's not going to be instantaneous, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, hold on, buddy. Hold on. And thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We enjoyed having you in here, as usual. And Elliot's going to be expecting those tickets.
Yeah, he gets the parking pass and everything, too.
Ooh, a parking pass, too.
It's like $25.
Yeah.
By the way, when you make your way out of the studio, I want you to look at my monitor. I was showing Carly earlier.
Yeah.
This is the coolest thing. This is a live cam that is on the floor of the port of Miami. It's about 10 feet of water, but they've got the camera focused on this artificial reef.
Yeah.
And it's on 24/7, and it's like a live screensaver.
Yeah.
And there's always tropical fish going by. Sometimes you'll see sharks, manatees, rays.
Cool. I'll take a look.
It's just a very cool thing.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday afternoon. Glad that you could join us this afternoon. You're doing all right. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. In about a half hour, I'm waiting for Junior to give me a thumbs up on it. We have a very special guest going to be joining us in about 30 minutes.
Well, of course, the big announcement was made yesterday.
Yes, and the first joint televised press conference between former Vice President Joe Biden and his pick for VP Kamala Harris. And we have joining us, and I say scheduled to appear.
Well, he's been making the rounds on all the cable channels.
I know he has. A Mr. Rob Goldfraud, who will be joining us. He is, of course, from our area, activist, community organizer, longtime Clinton strategist, going to be joining us on the program today to talk about the impact of Kamala Harris joining the ticket for the Democratic nomination for president and vice president. It'd be a pleasure to have him on. There's a lot of questions that I would have.
Well, you know, some people say it's a logical choice. Some people say controversial. Let's see what Mr. Goldfraud is.
Yes, Mr. Goldfraud in about 30 minutes. Also, I want to throw out there, I said howdy-do to him on Facebook, but make the formal announcement. Happy birthday to longtime friend of the show, Haney Drummer, and musical extraordinaire, Randy Bailey is got a birthday today. Happy birthday to Randy Bailey.
Oh, geez.
I just
Junior, can you put out a statement from me acknowledging his birthday?
Yeah, I'll do that for you, boss.
Yeah, I just got word that he hadn't heard it yet, so he got his friends to text into the station so that we would do that. So happy birthday, Randy Bailey.
So you can handle that for me, Junior? Make it something nice, would you?
Yeah, I got you.
Heartfelt.
Like I care. You know what I'm saying. Like he's a close personal friend of mine, and that I'm happy it's his birthday, and whatever it is that people say.
Yeah, you know, you just put it at something in there. By the way, this just in, well, Matt Mangus handed it to me. A little excitement there on Sanibel today. A pilot flying a single-engine plane successfully landed on the sand of Sanibel Island after the aircraft's engine started to sputter. The pilot was flying a single-seat Piper aircraft with an attached banner over Sanibel this afternoon. At around 1:20 today, the engine began to sputter, so the pilot released the banner and made an emergency landing. Currently, no injuries have been reported. Lee County Sheriff's Office, the Sanibel Fire Department, the U.S. Coast Guard, all on the scene, and the Federal Aviation Administration and Lee County Port Authority have been notified. So plane landing, emergency landing on the beach there in Sanibel. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. You writing a heartfelt birthday wish on behalf of Haney?
Yeah, I did.
How'd it come out?
Yeah, what did it say?
Haney says he cares and happy birthday.
No, Randy being a longtime friend.
Stan, can you help me here?
You are, think back in the days where the executive of the company would dictate a letter to the secretary.
Yeah, I just put the clip
notes.
You are
not saying, Haney says, you are Haney. So it would be...
I'm Junior.
It would be, yeah, but you're doing this on Haney's behalf. It would be, Randy, my friend, I hope you have a fantastic birthday. I know the day is special for you, and because it's special for you, it's important to me as well. You are one of the good ones.
Can you say that, but slower, so I can write it down?
No, I don't think he's capable of doing that yet.
But I thought you guys were going to dictate it to me.
All right, here's all you need to do. Just put down Dateline Estero, Florida. Mark Haney, co-host of the Stan and Haney Show, has announced he is pleased to observe the birthday of Randall Wilson Bailey, or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Mr. Haney went on to say he's enjoyed many good times with Mr. Bailey and wishes him many, many more. And wishes he could be there in person. Yeah, wishes he could be there in person. You know what I'm saying.
You're going too fast.
And then at the bottom, you put down your name and then contact and your phone number and email. Yeah. And that you'll be available for interviews.
Yes.
To tell them, anyone that's interested, how pleased that I am that it's Randy Bailey's birthday.
Yeah. But take out like two or three of those wishes.
See, that's why I got to have my my right-hand man here.
I managed to write the first sentence.
What? How did that come out?
Dateline Estero, Florida. Mark Haney, co-host of the Stan Haney Show, says that he is pleased to announce the birthday of Randy Bailey.
Okay, let's leave it at that and put your contact info down.
Good enough. Let's take a look at some traffic. Long way to go, Sonny.
You think we can put that to bed now? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the last thing I'd want to do is offend Randy Bailey.
Oh, you don't want to do that. You do not want to
It to come across as warm and personal.
It's genuine. Fort Myers got a disabled vehicle, Buckingham Road. Let's see what else. Lehigh Acres, crash, Lee Boulevard and Alvin Avenue, in Estero, hit and run, Blue Bay Circle at Blue Lake Residential Resort in Estero, and in Bonita. Crash, Terry Street and Oliver Drive, and you are up to date.
You know what? Maybe I should get one of my headshots and write out happy birthday to my close, underlined, personal friend, Randy Bailey, and sign my name.
It's a dark headshot, so use a silver Sharpie.
Okay.
All right.
He'd probably appreciate that.
He would appreciate that. Something that would look good in his living room, at work, on the wall, on the desk.
Oh, yeah, put that up at work and let people know
that
he's close personal friends with me.
Yeah, that's a head turner. You put that up at work.
Wow.
Mark Haney in the news in about an hour. Here's today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Is it a little bit early for Halloween?
Yes. Yes, we're barely in the middle of August.
Well, Halloween candy people don't think so.
Well, they got to get started early. It's a different world after COVID.
And some have vaulted right past Halloween to Thanksgiving. The good people over at Brock's have decided that there is a previously unknown pent-up demand for turkey dinner flavored candy corn.
No, there's not.
Would you pay $700 for a shirt?
What kind of shirt?
A shirt you can't wear.
No.
Well, if you want to pay $700 for a shirt you can't wear, you can do it.
Well, what kind of shirt is it? I mean, is it worn by a famous celebrity?
Stan, you're so far behind the times. It's a virtual shirt.
For $700?
Yeah.
No.
So when you put your picture online, you'll always be well-dressed with your $700 virtual shirt.
Not a bad idea, though. Always looking sharp.
I don't know about you, but I'm one of the trillions of Americans who really misses live PD.
Yes.
And you know why I miss live PD?
Why do you miss live PD?
Well, some people say they like, you know, the car chases and the drama. No. What really gets me with that show is the excuses that somebody can be walking down the street, and as soon as they're involved with a police officer, all of a sudden things become much more interesting as to who they are and what they're doing and why they shouldn't be in any trouble. Well, we don't have live PD, but we still have the police blotter from Fort Pierce.
Oh, one of the worst places in Florida.
A man caught red-handed with drugs in his pant pocket says, "Hey, I got nothing to do with this." Perfectly reasonable explanation. You see, a stranger walking by had just given him the pant.
Ah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. I'm telling you, we can use some laughter here.
Mom, oh, Mom, oh, I want some milk.
See, you can save that. You don't have to shoot that gun right off the bat.
Ow!
What do I do with him? Do I leave it off until I'm ready to have him do that stuff?
If you don't get out of my face quick, I'll kick your ass, you son of a bitch.
Haney, help me out here.
Well, I think what Junior's trying to say is that he needs 40 nickels for a bag of chips.
He doesn't have that one. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
I know this is hard to believe for many young people, but very few rappers reach a high level of success.
That's true. That is very true. Junior's dealt with a lot of them. They promise to take them all the way to the top.
Is that true?
All the way to the top, bro. All the way to the top. I'm going to get you that mansion in Beverly Hills you always wanted.
So have you ever produced a song that's made the Fort Myers rap charts?
I have. That's right.
I know Fort Myers had their own charts.
Oh, he's known.
In the Fort Myers charts?
Yeah. How do the Fort Myers charts work? You know, Lil Pakistan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a social media thing.
Oh.
Just some guy created a page that ranks all the hot new songs out of Southwest Florida.
And so some of the ones that you've engineered have made it into the top rap songs of Fort Myers?
Multiple times.
Really? And what do you get for it?
Nothing.
Okay. Moving on.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
least successful rappers.
Top least successful rappers.
Shaquille O'Neal. Flo from Progressive Commercials, Rita.
Look at this, y'all.
Kendrick Lamar-a-Lago. Tyler, the really bad rhymer.
Oh, my God. Ow. Oh.
Confetti Wap. Notorious AOC.
I hate you.
Oh, stop it. What have I done? I didn't do nothing. Oh, stop it. What have I? What did I do to her?
You've done so nothing, bad. Haney.
Cardiologist B.
It is ma'am.
Tone deaf loke. Chance, the certified public accountant.
Joseph.
And finally, the very top least successful rapper.
Yes.
Hydroxychloroquine Latifah. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I left the building.
That's it, baby.
No emails today. I forgot to get them.
That's too bad.
It's
not something you can yell at him about, so we just got to move on.
I just realized. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back.
I can give you one.
What?
Today's from The Guardian.
Jesus.
Kamala Harris? Really?
Yeah.
There you
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus.
You guys are the best sign The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Speaking of Kamala Harris, as we speak right now, Joe Biden and his VP nominee are going to be making their first appearance, and we are going to be joined, if everything works out the way it should, we're going to be joined by Rob Goldfrod. He is a local activist, a community organizer for former long-time
well-known talking head on cable television. Yeah.
And the ramifications. Like Kaney said earlier, we heard this is going to be a good thing for Joe Biden. Others saying not so good.
Well, many are saying it's logical, really the only choice he could make. Mm-hmm. Others are saying, no, wait a second, that's controversial.
Come on, man! We'll be joined by Rob Goldfrod when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. It is greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. We're also going to tell you about how you can get tickets and a parking pass to Busch Gardens Summer Nights. And then we will be joined by our special guest, Rob Goldfrod, with the announcement yesterday in the first public meeting between the two of them, Biden and Kamala Harris on the same ticket for the Democratic presidential ticket to run in November. Let's get you up to date first on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Just one thing on the board, and it is a crash, Lehigh Acres, Douglas Lane, and Gulf View Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. We've been doing it all this week. We've got plenty of tickets. We'll even maybe go into next week with a chance for you to win tickets to Busch Gardens Summer Nights 2020. It runs weekends throughout the month of August. All new for 2020, Busch Gardens laser and fireworks show, plus exciting thrill rides. You know about those. Enjoy extended park hours, tasty seasonal treats, whole lot of fun, frozen cocktails. We already gave away a pair this afternoon. We're going to be giving away pairs all week. If you want all the details, go to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. It's Busch Gardens Summer Nights 2020. And if you keep listening to 96 K-Rock, you could be a lucky winner. You've seen this gentleman all over cable TV news programs. He is a local activist, Democratic community organizer, longtime Clinton strategist. And we are pleased to have him come on today, with today being a special day, the first joint appearance of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the Democratic ticket. I'm talking about Rob Goldfrod, who will be joining us right now. Some say good, bad. Mr. Goldfrod, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. It's a pleasure to finally speak with you. I've seen you on a lot of other programs.
Well, I'll have you know, I just had to hang up on the Mike Harvey show. I told him I got something very special new. I got to go and talk to my friend Stan in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yes, sir. And it's a pleasure to have you on.
My staff was just telling me, you may not realize, I guess we go way back to when you were a Cub reporter. I worked the Dukakis campaign, and I think when we crossed paths was when I was working with Steve Padgett. So
yes.
I believe you were at the University of Central Florida.
I was.
We had some deal there. So
yep.
I don't personally remember it, but they my staff's very good about these things with social media and whatnot.
Yeah, Steve Padgett, he was following in the footsteps of the great Claude Pepper.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, with our big news today about Kamala Harris.
Yes. I want to ask you about this.
The big thing there is the fact that she checks an awful lot of racial boxes. And I was one of the first to try and push for this as far as having a white male and then having a black female for a running mate. I was the one that thought it would have been brilliant back during that Padgett campaign if we had a black Padgett woman.
Okay.
You know, and you have the Santana song that goes with it, but we couldn't get the rights for it.
Okay. Sir, a pleasure to have you on. I want to talk to you about the selection of Kamala Harris.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
I want to ask you about the matchup between Biden and Kamala Harris, because some people
First of all, and I don't want to get started off on the wrong foot here.
I'm not intending to get started off on the wrong foot, sir.
No. This is great. This has been a common problem that I've run into. I've done a lot of media. I was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and we got off on the wrong foot because I don't think it's intentional on your part. But
what?
Let's just pronounce the vice presidential nominee's name correctly. That's all I ask.
Yes, and I've always said Kamala Harris. Am I incorrect in doing that? I don't know that I did any mispronunciation of her name, Mr. Goldfraud, but if I did,
okay, but
I apologize.
Kamala Harris is
I believe that's what I said, sir.
Yes, Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Did I say it correctly?
Pardon? Kamala Harris. So let's move on. I just wanted to make sure we got a name right.
All right. I mean, I thought I pronounced her name correctly, and I don't want to think that there was any ill intent on my part. I didn't mean to,
but you know, let's talk about the meat of the issues.
But now, she has gone back several times. Kamala Harris has
Kamala?
Excuse me, sir.
Kamala Harris. Kamala.
We're talking. Kamala. We're on with Rob Goldfraud, political activist and strategist, former Clinton, longtime Clinton strategist. I want to go and ask you about their differing opinions. It was Kamala Harris that went after Joe Biden pretty hard.
Kamala.
Sir, is there something wrong? Am I unintentionally mispronouncing your name?
We've run into some people that think it's amusing to mispronounce her name, and it's not a difficult name to say. It's just Kamala.
Is it Kamala or Kamala? I've always under the impression Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
I mean, you. I've seen you on.
I've seen you with so many of the
political pundits out there. Al Gore, of course, Donna Brazile, James Carville, Lanny
sure.
Moore. Yes.
Your question is what?
My question is what I started out asking before you started going about the pronunciation of her name, which I still don't completely understand. Kamala. I want to ask you, sir.
Yes.
Geez, is this a good choice or a bad choice for Vice President Biden in his bid for the White House in November? Some people say it shouldn't have been Kamala Harris. It should have been somebody else.
Kamala?
Sir, you're the Democratic strategist who has been on so many cable shows, and it's a pleasure to have you on this afternoon. I'm merely saying her name, and I don't know that I'm getting a correct pronunciation of her name from you. You're the one that is with these people all the time, working and strategizing.
Okay, hold on a second. What do you mean by these people? Are you talking about Kamala?
The Democratic candidates and strategists.
Kamala?
Now, I said Kamala Harris.
Yes.
We're correct on that. Am I correct?
You're off by a little bit. It's Kamala.
Now, Kamala Harris prosecuted an awful lot of marijuana convictions in California when she was head prosecutor out there. She often took pride in this stuff, yet she's admitting she smoked pot, and we have the legalization.
Hold on a second. I don't think Cucamonga said that at all.
Who?
I don't think she ever said that. Camilla? 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 I don't think she ever said that. I think the important thing to remember here is that I think what Vice President, soon-to-be President Biden did was a wonderful thing because he's got himself a choice here that can unite both the racists and the communists.
Wait, sir. Now, let me get this.
Because she, Stan, let me tell you something. Kamimi, she ticks off a
Kamala.
Lot of boxes.
I'm telling you it's Kamala.
No. It's Kamala. Kamala.
So are you going to tell me that I have to go on and say Kamala Malama?
Kamala. How hard is it to say?
Easier saying Kamala, which is what every other news person in the world is saying, and that's what I thought it was.
Kamala. She says she checks off a lot of boxes, Stan. Race is going to play a role in this campaign, like it or not. Like President Biden, soon to be President Biden, has said, he was only going to pick a black female running mate, and he's done this, but he's done so much more because we know we've got a black female presidential candidate, but what a lot of people don't also know is that we also have the very first Asian American female candidate. And
Now, let me ask you.
What were you going to say about Kamala?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm
Kamala?
Thinking, you're the expert, Kamala? Sir.
Kamala. Lee. La. Kamala.
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 Kamala. There we go. You got it. Kamala. Sir, I'm proud of you.
And it's also well known that if you go back far enough in her lineage, that she was also the descendant of slaveholders. So she checks a lot of boxes.
You know what? I am just merely asking that they are so diametrically opposed. And then I cannot forget Kamala Harris during the Senate hearings.
Oh, come on. Are you playing games with me? How hard is it to say Kamala?
Now, Supreme Court Judge Kavanaugh.
Just say the name. Kamala.
And what she did, but yet she said she believed the accusers that said things about Joe Biden acting inappropriately. How can you go and attack a Supreme Court nominee and then go and believe?
Why do we want to go down this road when we can be celebrating the diversity, the first African-American, black, Asian, American descendant of slaveholders?
Her mother was Asian. Her father is Jamaican.
Yes, and her father actually wrote an article that pointed out that the family was slave owners.
In Jamaica,
there
was. Why don't you? I mean, sir, this is not what I'm talking about, sir.
You know, the fact of the matter that you don't have enough respect to pronounce the woman's name correctly is a non-starter for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just, maybe we can just rewind this whole thing and start over with and just say the lady's name, please.
Kamala. Is it Kamala or Canopy?
Kamala?
Yes.
You know what? I found that this works. We've been discussing this amongst ourselves with the staffers. There's a little game that we play that might help out with, if you're sincerely having a problem with the name. If you're not just yanking my chain.
I am not having a problem with the name, sir. You're apparently having a problem with the name. And you're on every cable channel in the country. You are going on with every single other pundit and voicing your opinion. I get you on the show, and we can't get past the woman's first name.
Okay. We agree to disagree.
On what? Her first name?
Yes, there's a little exercise that we've done amongst ourselves with the staffs in preparation. We knew for a couple of days it was going to be her.
Did you do this with James Carville? Bounce this around?
I have done this once
with
James Carville.
Did you do this with Donna Brazile? Did you do this with Lanny Moore?
Yes, they found it very helpful. Now, all you have to do is repeat after me, and I think you'll get the idea of it. And if we can keep it going,
you know, there is nothing intentional on my part. I will say this again, sir. I think I'm pronouncing your name correctly, and if I am, it's no... What?
I think at the end of it, you'll be able to pronounce her name. Okay, ready?
Oh, I am pronouncing her name, and why... You know, I am not going to go and be lectured to by somebody that cannot even go and pronounce her name.
Just trust me, you'll be able to pronounce it when we're done. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Kama lama fo fama fo mama mama mo mama fo mama mama koma ba la. Now you try.
No, I'm not going to try. No, I'm not.
Camalama, fofama, mo mama, mama, mo mama, mo mama, camma, camma.
All right, we're not at a damn party and singing party songs.
Camma,
we're not
camma,
at a wedding.
Camma, 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 come on, come on. Come
no,
on.
I'm
la,
sorry.
La,
I'm...
la, la, la. Camma, la, 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 la.
How does this guy get on cable TV? I'd like to thank Rob Goldfrod for joining us this afternoon on Issues and Answers. We're Stan and Haney. We'll be back. 96 K-Rock.
There's a drive way back. It might be. It could be.
Dundee, Ali's trainer right next to me is saying, as you may hear, down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Get with the program, maggot!
Whatever you're thinking, shut up!
There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We're gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Hello.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Confused now.
Come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
It's a celebration.
Crazy.
It's a celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Take your sticky paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Let's have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Do not hang out on dirty laundry in public.
Let's celebrate. It's alright.
We're very honored to be back in San Francisco. We're here for a great convention. We had a great convention. Excuse me, San Diego, sure.
It was a bouncer in a bar. So he sits there drinking a beer and said, well, let's look through Bob Dole's file today. Yeah, see what he's got going. Set him up, boys. Have another beer. Let's look through some more FBI files.
Don't ask. 1974.
is the year that they are now planning for sex on the street in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyric, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is the Stan and Haney Show. Broadcasting at 100,000 watts in Estero, Florida. Encompassing the Quad County area of Lee, Collier, Hendry, and Charlotte. And we take up a lot of signal space. We go all the way out into the Gulf where there's nothing. And all the way down to the Everglades where there's nothing.
That's right. We're here serving Florida's beautiful Eft Coast.
Okay, you know, I think it's a beautiful sight. Junior, will you please take down the bobcat with the alligator in its mouth? It's been
yeah,
up
since why don't you put up the coral reef cam that I got?
That would be so great. I walked by Haney's computer and he was talking about it earlier and I didn't take a look at it.
You didn't when one in the, in one ear out the other.
What is it? The coral
Coral City cam.
And it is like a live cam of fish in a coral. All kinds.
What it is.
And it's almost like a screensaver. But it's not.
But it's a live cam.
You're hooked up to the live cam. And fish swim by, and it's really relaxing.
And it's a live camera that is basically on the bottom of the port of Miami where they put some artificial reefs.
Now, how come yours can be full screen and his isn't?
Because he, well, I know how to do it.
There, he did it. Oh, look at a big fish swim by. This is the coolest thing. I'd like to, if we aren't looking at anything, I want that cam up the whole time.
Yeah, I saw a story about it today, and I guess it's become quite popular, and their goal in this was to show, keep in mind, this isn't out in the tropics somewhere. This is at the bottom of the port of Miami, a very busy port. But yet there's tons of underwater wildlife, and you never know what's going to
swim by.
Yeah, they've sharks, manatees, rays, pretty much anything you can see. They're all right there just under the surface at the port.
I'm getting this for home, too. I'm going to link up to it and just leave it up. It's like having your own aquarium in your house without the aquarium. And it's salt water. We all know how difficult saltwater aquariums are. That's not. I like that. I like that a lot. The contrast on your monitor is much better than on his.
I think they're the same.
Really? Well, what are they? Well, they're kicking up a lot of sand now. Might be a boat going by.
Yeah.
Because I think they have to go by every half hour and chum the water.
Or maybe my monitor settings are done properly and his aren't.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's always better when I do it.
It always is. Let's get you updated.
Even though I'm just a horrible person.
Yeah, well, we found that out earlier. Just by staying at home and going to work. That's all he does. People find him.
Doing nothing.
And call him every name in the book.
Not talking to anybody.
Nope.
Not doing it. Oh, look at that fella.
Yeah, you see him swim by?
He's funny looking.
Yeah. He can crack shells with those teeth. Oh, look at that one. This also could wind up being a distraction for me.
No, because you'll be able to adapt and absorb it, and subconsciously, it will make you more relaxed. Because you like aquariums.
Yeah, I love aquariums.
Now, see, there's no difference. It's not like you're going to go touch the fish.
Yeah,
You don't have to feed it.
Yep.
You don't have to clean it. It's just there.
Yep. You don't. Knocking on the glass ain't going to kill them.
Yeah. And you have an ever, instead of getting sick at looking at the same dumb fish over and over again, you never know what's going to swim by.
Yeah. I like it. Let's get you. What are you doing over there? I hear a lot of noise coming from you. Okay, all right. We're getting ready to do this. Never mind.
Oh, you with the loudest water bottle in the world. Okay, go ahead. Take
right
a pull.
May as well just
It's the loudest thing. Listen to that. And you criticize me. Wonder if they got Barracuda over there.
Oh, I bet you they do.
I'm seeing a lot of grunts.
Good eating.
Are those reds?
Yeah, sure. You got them all over there. Oh, and
that's pretty healthy ecosystem for a port.
Yeah, sure is. See a shark swim by there. Do you ever see a shark?
I haven't seen one live, but I saw the pictures
that
of when it did
swim by.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Everything. Manatees.
Yeah. Aren't you impressed by that, Junior?
Takes a lot more. He's younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Jeez. Watch, as you get older, it's the little things. All right, we got a few things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. The 15,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. Also in Fort Myers, crash. Briarcliff Road and South Tamiami Trail. In Bonita, crash. Tamiami Trail and North Bay Village Drive. And one more for you. Crash, Bonita Springs. Bonita Bay Boulevard and River Walkway. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme.
I think I saw a pompano.
Ooh, they're good eating. Don't confuse it with a jack. Look at that red fish. Gotta stop being distracted.
Only men were allowed to read the news. One
but you can't look away.
More man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Can you put this link up, Junior?
He was like a god.
It's on our Facebook page.
Awesome. Near mortals.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra.
I'm going to put this on my big screen at home.
Yeah.
In other words, Mark Haney was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, August 12th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. And I see speaking right now, making her debut as the vice presidential nominee, is, of course, Senator
Kamala. Kamala Harris.
Kamala?
Let's pray to God nothing happens to Joe Biden sitting in
that chair. No. He's not good.
He might fall over.
He's moving his mouth.
Well, he's got a cough drop.
I think he just nodded off. Now for things you didn't know.
All right.
I really do worry about him.
I do, too.
No, I don't want him to have a fall.
Yeah, a slip.
Seven years can make a big difference.
You're darn right it can.
In the original Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger was paid $75,000 for his work.
Jeez, that's cheap. Well, he wasn't a big star. That's cheap if to get Arnold Schwarzenegger in you. Sorry, it's the alcohol. Arnold Schwarzenegger in your
come up.
75 grand.
7 years later, they wanted to make Terminator 2. Now, I'm sure they initially approached Mr. Schwarzenegger and said, you know, we did pretty good with that Terminator movie. We're so pleased with it. We're willing to pay you the same, even 7 years later. So
I've heard that before.
We're not going to cut your pay. The good news is we've got a check for $75,000 right for here. Terminator 2.
There it is, right on the table.
Well, he declined their first offer. And for Terminator 2, by the time it was all said and done, just 7 years later, he was paid $15 million.
That's a jump up.
What, to do the same thing? Yes, Arnold, it's the same thing. Okay.
$15
million. In 1990, Crayola's senior crayon maker suddenly retired after 37 years. It was a big scandal. The senior crayon maker stepped down after admitting he was actually colorblind.
Yeah. Oh, look at this, Henny. Somebody is already loading the coral reef in down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that knows the waters.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Says it's primarily what you're looking at, snapper, mangrove. He said, I used to snorkel in the area in the late 60s with my dad. I'm a fifth-generation Floridian, Jeff from Cape Coral. So you're looking at a lot of snapper
mangrove and snappers. Mangrove.
Yep.
Mangrove snapper.
It says snapper, comma, mangrove.
Yeah. Mangrove snapper.
You got a mangrove snapper and you got regular snapper, I think. Red snapper.
Oh, you got a red that's snapper. A lot of good eating swimming around.
That is a lot of good
and
eating.
And as soon as I said that, they swam away.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah, scared them.
What are those, angelfish?
I don't know.
Well, they swam off, too.
Yeah, because something is coming. Oh, what is that?
Oh, that's a goofer.
Yeah, that's the one that with the big teeth.
Duh. Stupid fish.
Sorry. This is amazing.
You know, the important thing, this is my lesson from this fact, is just start a company. It doesn't matter what you make or don't make. It'll take care of itself.
Huh?
For instance, when Nokia was founded in Finland in 1865, it was a company that made toilet paper. They didn't even get into communications until 100 years later.
There you go. Been around a long time, just made different stuff.
Just start a company.
Yeah.
It'll take care of itself.
Yep.
Pigeons are more than they seem.
What do you mean?
According to the experts, pigeons have an unbelievable ability to remember individual human faces.
Really?
They say if you chase or feed a pigeon even once, you know, a neighborhood boyd.
Yeah.
It will remember you specifically in the future and be able to determine stand good, stand bad.
Yeah, friend or foe.
Yeah.
If you feed a pigeon once, it'll remember you.
Yes, it'll know the difference between you and everybody else.
That's pretty cool. Or it could be pretty bad.
Dan, why are the birds looking at me? Yeah. They remember, Haney.
Yes, they remember.
Are we ready for Halloween?
No. It's not even. What's the next big holiday? Labor Day is next.
But the Halloween displays and candies are hitting stores across the country. And it's not your imagination either. It's 3 weeks earlier than they usually do.
Yeah, why?
Two main reasons. One, since there's less of a focus on back to school, with a lot of kids not going back to school, the stores, well, they've got room for the displays. And two, since trick-or-treating is likely to suck at historical levels, The candy brands and the stores are trying to use extra weeks up front so that Halloween isn't as gigantic of a loss as it's projected to be.
Makes sense. It's economics. Oh, Junior. Somebody just texted us. Put it on your screen. Keep yours, Haney, and what it is. But check out Deerfield Beach Cam under the pier.
Oh, we could have two aquariums.
That's what I'm saying. Put that one up there and leave yours there because there's another one. This guy says the Deerfield Beach Cam under the pier is a good one, too. I like this whole deal.
Yeah, it's a nice thing.
It is a nice thing.
And you know, it doesn't cost anything.
Nope. Nope. You just, well, you know, your internet fees and all that stuff. And
yeah, but you're already in deep with that.
Yep.
Oh, I think there's a ray up at the top. See it?
Where?
It's like a ghost up at the top of the picture.
That is a ray, yeah.
Ooh. All right.
Stingray.
Yep.
Oh, in a moment.
Yep.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, it's like we're doing the show from a sub.
Yeah, we got the Deerfield Beach one on now. It's got its own built-in windshield wiper that cleans the glass.
Yeah, otherwise barnacles would get all over it. Bill.
What?
This one actually changes angles. You see how it's like spinning and stuff?
Oh, is that what it is? It's spinning?
Yeah, it's actually, now it's moving to the right.
Oh, there's a sheep's head.
Well, they're good eating. Has anybody within the sound of my voice ever caught a sheep's head? It's good eating. A sheep's head.
Yeah, it's got human teeth.
Yeah.
You know, if this is the future of fashion, I'm glad to be old-fashioned. A company called Tribute Brand is very excited because they've just released a new $700 shirt, something they call ZZ. Now, you would think a $700 shirt would be pretty damned impressive.
Better be.
But here's the kicker. The shirt doesn't exist. If you pay this company $700, you never get a shirt. They will simply Photoshop the shirt onto you in a picture.
For $700?
And from the examples provided, they're not even good at Photoshop. They're calling it contactless fashion. Now, they sell more affordable virtual clothes for the bargain basement prices of $30 to $99. They even have a few virtual outfits on the website that are marked as sold out.
What a bunch of crap.
A man named Joe Garcia from Pasadena, California, spent $60 on a virtual shirt and pants set and says, quote, I get people asking me, hey, where'd you get them pants? They don't realize they're cyber.
Cyber pant.
Once the company began getting attention for that $700 shirt, they temporarily shut it down, and it's not listed.
Is that the $700 shirt right there? Is that it?
That's one of them.
And okay, they just got it there. Do they have any pictures of what it looks like with you in it?
I can't really find a whole lot of pictures on it.
Yeah, I think the attention was not necessarily welcome.
Yeah. Look at this. And so you're going to put my head on the top of that shirt?
I wouldn't want that shirt in real life.
I wouldn't be caught dead wearing it.
Would you wear that, Junior?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm not alone. I'm just one of many Americans that miss live PD.
Yeah.
And when you watch live PD, there's a lot going on. Sure, you've got the action and all that, but my favorite part of the show is that when people are caught red-handed right in the middle of something, they will look a police officer in the eye and say whatever it is they think could possibly get themselves out of trouble.
They'll lie through their teeth with the most ridiculous excuses.
And when it's not working, they'll say, No, I never said that.
Yeah.
Then they'll try something else. Well, we no longer have live PD, but we do have the files of the Fort Pierce Police Department.
Fort Pierce.
We'll always have that.
One of the worst places in the state of... If there's bad news in Florida, it's either one of two places. Our area or Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie.
Well,
West
that's your
Palm.
Treasure Coast area. Yep. And over here, we're the Eft Coast.
Yes.
Florida's Eft Coast.
Yep.
A 40-year-old gent named Willie Graham was arrested in Fort Pierce earlier this week when the police ran across Willie and his brother fighting in the street.
Willie and the Po' Boys.
And when the police went to separate Willie and his brother, they located 4 bags of marijuana and ecstasy in Willie's pockets. But hold on. Don't rush to judgment. There was a perfectly reasonable explanation.
There was?
Willie informed the officer, those weren't his drugs. It's the damnedest thing, you see.
That's crazy.
A stranger walking by prior to him fighting his brother had just given him the pants. Doesn't know who it was or why, but they decided to give Willie a pair of pants. All Willie did was put them on. He didn't know where they came from, anything about him, or anything in the pockets. He just wasn't going to argue with a free pair of pants. For some reason, the police did not accept that as a valid excuse. And Willie was arrested for battery and drug possession charges.
Looking at his mugshot, for some reason, I don't think he and I would be friends.
Probably would be if you gave him a pair of pants.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis.
Hey,
of Investigative Report.
You.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
You ain't need them pants? Leave my pant now?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And everything
then
that comes inside it.
Bill. Picture like a Lincoln Continental driving by and just tossing a pair of pants out at him.
Well, thank you.
Enjoy! Man, better get these on quick. A man in Victoria, Australia was fined for breaking the strict coronavirus curfew lockdown orders in the area. On Sunday night, when police caught the man sitting quietly in his own car in a parking garage. The police asked him why such a flagrant violation of the lockdown orders, and the defeated man explained that his roommate's significant other was over, and they were being, quote, too loud in the bedroom, leaving him with nowhere to go. Now, you would think, perhaps, a little empathy would come into play.
Come on, the guy's trying to do his buddy there a solid.
He's sitting silently in his own car. But no, he received a $1,200 fine.
Whoa!
No word on whether his roommate's significant other might get fined seems it must have been some sort of lockdown violation for her to get there in the first place.
Yeah.
But this guy's paying the price.
Yeah, to the tune of $1,200.
The guy didn't start a fight. He didn't argue. He walked away, went to the parking garage, located his own vehicle, and defeated, sat down and shut the door, only to be hassled by the police and fined $1,200. Now, if you're ever curious as to why people snap, try that crap with Michael Douglas. When he has a bad day, everybody has a bad day. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, August 12th.
Double M, double X. That's the sound of the aquarium. Where's...
There he is. Little Muggy ain't he telling it.
Well, like that's the sound of the aquarium.
Yeah.
That's the sound of the police!
Yeah, let's do it.
Why is it that loud?
I don't know. He could have put mute on the damn thing.
So this must not be an under... This is not an underwater camera. It's a camera in an underwater housing.
It's a camera under the pier. Is that you moving it around? Is that you? Can you move it?
No, I thought he said he did it, that it did it automatically.
No, it does it automatically.
Hey there, buddy. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Show off, fish.
You know what? I don't mind this sound.
I don't either. But you know what? It's a good thing we got to bring. I got to use the restroom.
We'll be back.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along.
Fact.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. You didn't have to, but you did, and we're grateful for it. Thank you. Oh, I love these. You know what? I think I like the Coral City Aquarium better because it moves around less. And it looks like, Junior, you got some kind of connectivity problem there. It starts, that one in Deerfield starts swirling around a little bit.
Yeah, it's not as interesting as the Coral City one.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't necessarily like it moving around. I like the Coral City one. It stands still, and then whatever swims by.
The water's more clear, too.
And the water's clear. Yeah. By the way, your friend Al Beck, Junior and Al have gotten one hell of a friendship.
They my bestie.
They spend a lot of time together.
That's right.
Al Beck going to be coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Wednesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Just one thing on the board. I'm sure there's something elsewhere, but I've got one thing here. And it's in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash, Lee Boulevard and Gunnery Road North. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
We also like to say things to make ourselves feel better. Well, at least he died doing something that he loved. Yeah, well, okay. But he's not doing that anymore. Also not sure how in love with it he would still be after the very negative outcome. I'd like to die doing something that I hate, like cleaning a row of outdoor porta potties. Clutch my chest, drop the brush, keel over, and go, fantastic, at least I'm done with that. And when one does have occasion to avail oneself of one of these portable plastic outdoor public toilets, that's a very different place than any other place you go in life. And you're a little different too when you come out. Little shook up like a combat veteran or somebody that works at a trauma center. You're right? Yeah, no, I'm fine. I just need some time. I'll be all right. I'm going to take a walk. I need to think about my life. It just doesn't feel like it's going in the direction I wanted it to go. And by the way, never marry anyone that comes out of one of these bathrooms and goes, it's not that bad in there.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. You've seen this gentleman all over cable TV news programs. He is a local activist, Democratic community organizer, longtime Clinton strategist. And we are pleased to have him come on today, with today being a special day, the first joint appearance of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the Democratic ticket. I'm talking about Rob Goldfrod, who will be joining us right now. Some say good, bad. Mr. Goldfrod, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. It's a pleasure to finally speak with you. I've seen you on a lot of other programs.
Well, I'll have you know, I just had to hang up on the Mike Harvey Show. I told him I got something very special new. I got to go and talk to my friend Stan in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yes, sir. And it's a pleasure to have you on. I want to ask you, sir, is this a good choice or a bad choice for Vice President Biden?
I think what Vice President, soon-to-be President Biden, did was a wonderful thing, because he's got himself a choice here that can unite both the racists and the communists.
Wait, sir. Now, let me get this.
Because she, Stan, let me tell you something. Kamimi, she ticks off a
Kamala.
Lot of boxes.
I'm telling you, it's Kamala.
No. It's Kamala. Kamala.
So are you going to tell me that I have to go on and say Kamala, Malama?
Kamala. How hard is it to say?
I think it's a lot easier saying Kamala, which is what every other news person in the world is saying, and that's what I thought it was.
Kamala. She checks off a lot of boxes, Stan. Race is going to play a role in this campaign, like it or not. Like President Biden, soon to be President Biden, said that he was only going to pick a black female running mate, and he's done this, but he's done so much more, because we know we've got a black female presidential candidate, but what a lot of people don't also know is that we also have the very first Asian-American female candidate. And
I understand her mother was okay. Now let me ask.
What were you going to say about Kamala?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm
Kamala.
You're the expert, sir.
Kamala. Kamala. Lee. La. Kamala.
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 Kamala. There we go. You got it. Kamala, sir. I'm proud of you.
And it's also well known that if you go back far enough in her lineage, that she was also the descendant of slaveholders. So she checks a lot of boxes.
You know what? I'm just merely asking that they are so diametrically opposed. And then I cannot forget Kamala Harris during the Senate hearings.
Oh, come on. Now you're playing games
for
with me. How
Judge
is it
Kavanaugh.
To say Kamala?
Supreme Court Judge Kavanaugh. But yet she said she believed the accusers that said things about Joe Biden acting inappropriately. How can you go and attack a Supreme Court nominee and then
why do we want to go down this road when we can be celebrating the diversity, the first African-American, black, Asian American
I believe her mother was Asian. Her father is Jamaican.
Yes, and her father actually wrote an article that pointed out that the family was slave owners.
In Jamaica, there
was.
Why don't you? I mean, sir, this is not what I'm talking about, sir.
You know, the fact of the matter that you don't have enough respect to pronounce the woman's name correctly is a non-starter for me. You know, if you're sincerely having a problem with the name, if you're not just yanking my chain.
I am not having a problem with the name, sir. You're apparently having a problem with the name, and you're on every cable channel in the country. You are going on with
minutes. Okay. Every single other pundit and voicing your opinion, I get you on the show, and we can't get past the woman's first name.
We agree to disagree.
Agree but to disagree on what? Her first name?
Yes, there's a little exercise that we've done amongst ourselves with the staffs in preparation. We knew for a couple of days it was going to be
this?
Her.
Did you do this with James Carville? Bounce this around?
I have done this one.
Did you do this with Donna Brazile? Did you do this with Lanny Moore?
Yes, they found it very helpful. Now, all you have to do is repeat after me, and I think you'll get the idea of it. And if we can keep it going,
there is nothing intentional on my part. I will say this again, sir. I think I'm pronouncing your name correctly, and if I am, it's no what?
I think at the end of it, you'll be able to pronounce her name. Okay, ready? Well,
I am pronouncing her name, and why? You know, I am not going to go and be lectured to by somebody that cannot even go and pronounce her name.
Just trust me, you'll be able to pronounce it when we're done. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Kama lama fo fama fo mama mama mo mama fo mama mama koma ba la. Now you try.
No, I'm not gonna try. No, I'm not.
Kama lama fo fama mo mama mama mo mama mo mama kama kama.
All right, we're not at a damn party and singing party songs.
Kama,
we're not
kama,
at a wedding.
Kama 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 come on, come on.
How does this guy get on cable TV?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.